are now listening to The Mind of a Marketer.
The Mind of a Marketer.
Welcome your host, Ryan Stewart.
I've been creating videos for YouTube for almost 7 years. Do you know what the number one question that I get in the comments is? Why do I have a cowboy hat back there? Well, really, it's simple. It's because I love country music. Now, before you roll your eyes, there is a lot that you as a marketer and entrepreneur can learn from country music. And in this video, I am going to show you how the storytelling element of country music can be your number one copywriting asset. And I've got loads of real examples from clients in my businesses to show you how country music, specifically how storytelling, has made me a shitload more money. Let's get into it. Welcome back, partners. In this video, I'm going to show you how listening to country music and really the storytelling element of country music is going to help improve your copy tenfold, especially when we're talking about things like email copy, ad copy, LinkedIn copy, especially storytelling. I promise you, if you can learn how to implement this, it will 5x your results just like that. And what I want to do is I want to start by showing you the lyrics to a country song, and I want to show you how masterfully this is done. So this is a song called Silverado for Sale. Listen to it on your own time. It's by Morgan Wallen. You can find it on YouTube. And essentially, he's a young man who's fallen in love and he wants to propose to his girlfriend, but he can't afford it because he doesn't really have any money. All he has to his name is a Chevy Silverado, which he loves. Part of his identity. He's from the South. He's a truck man. And essentially in this song, it's kind of the process of him writing the want ad to sell the truck. And what you'll notice is he doesn't say how many miles it has on it. He doesn't say the specs. He doesn't say the color. Instead, he tells about his experiences with the truck, and he's really focused on his ICP, really somebody like himself, a young man like himself who would buy the truck. He knows who the market is for his truck, and he's selling the truck by telling the stories that he's had with the truck that have helped him to fall in love. So essentially, he's selling the truck as a mechanism, as a tool to help another young man find the woman of his dreams and fall in love. And I just want to read you the chorus so you can see this and understand this. It says, "This truck will get the prettiest girl in town sitting right beside you when you're riding around. It's got a pretty good radio. If you want to get her dancing on an old dirt road, spend a lot of Friday nights up under the stars, get you where you need to go, and it'll go too far. God knows all the stories it can tell. I got a Silverado for sale." So again, listen to the song your own time. Maybe if you drop me a few comments, maybe I'll sing it to you on a private DM, something along those lines. But I really wanted you to just understand, again, he doesn't go into the specs. He doesn't go into the features or the benefits, right? So if you relate this to your business or your product, a lot of marketers are always out there talking about what we do. You hear me talking about this all the time. We do this. We offer SEO. Our software has these features and these benefits. No. We always want to focus on outcomes. We want to focus on what the product or where the service will help them to go and how it will help them achieve their goals, fix their pain points. So again, what he's talking about in this song is he's selling a truck, right? That's his product. But he's not talking about the miles or the colors or how pretty it is. He's talking about the experiences for his ICP and ultimately what it will help them to do, the transformation that it will help them to have. It's basically saying, if you buy this truck, you're going to find the woman of your dreams and you're going to fall in love just like I did. This truck is the vehicle, is the mechanism that helped me to go from a lost young man, if you will, into now a grown man who has a woman of his dreams and wants to marry her. So that's just one song. There's obviously hundreds of thousands of songs in country music. As I said, love country music. I'm a huge fan. But now I also want to show you how I put this into practice with my own copywriting and my own businesses. So let's get a little more practical here. A lot of you want to do more on LinkedIn. You know that it's a great platform for you to get more customers and more clients, but you're struggling to get traction and visibility because the feeds are crowded and there's a lot of people that are just farting out the same content. If you understand how to incorporate storytelling into your copy, you're going to 5x your results right away. And here's a good example of this. Just a week ago, I was in Tulum with a bunch of my close friends. And essentially what I did is I told the story of the feelings that I was having coming back from this trip, because it was an amazing experience with, as a 36-year-old man, I don't get to spend that much one-on-one time without our wives with my closest friends in the world. So it was kind of a transformative experience. I don't want to get into it here, but the point is that it had me kind of pensive when I was coming back on the plane, just thinking about kind of my journey to get to the point where I am now, where I'm able to take 6 days off and, you know, spend a good amount of money with people closest to me and really, really, really enjoy life. So it had me thinking about my journey in terms of my entrepreneurship journey and how I got to where I am. So instead of just coming out here and stating the end fact, right? What I do is I layered the story on top of this. I talked about, again, focusing on my ICP, the people who will resonate with this are the people who have felt the same story, who were working a career that they didn't like, or their family wasn't supporting them, or their wife or their girlfriend. They were in a system where they wanted to do something because they just felt unhappy in the life that they were living. And I felt like I was going to wake up and be 50 one day and still be doing the exact same thing. So I told the story of how I took action. And I really wanted to help motivate and inspire people to do the same by looking around them. And if you're stuck in this position where you want to start your own business, you want to get out of that job, or you just want to figure out what to do with your life, action is the first step, right? So I'll link to this post, you can read it below, but just scrolling down, you know, there's no real major call to action here. I just shared a picture of myself. You can see you got, you know, 60 comments, 387, 400 likes on it in just 2 days. Now, like I said, this did help me pick up a couple leads just from people being top of mind in terms of just staying in front of people on LinkedIn. But what I also do with it is I take winning copy like that, and I like to scale it to our ads and to our email. So what I did here is I took the exact same copy because I know it was a winner because of the amount of engagement that it got on LinkedIn. And what I drop down here is just a call to action to our Slack channel, basically making the argument that, you know, if you're going through this, we have a support system in the community for you to join. And we got 15 signups off of this email alone. So it generated a lot of recurring revenue for us just off this one story. And I promise you, if I were to just take this out here and go, hey, consultant, are you struggling? Join our Slack group. It doesn't have the same teeth. Trust me, I know, because I've been trying to do it for 4 months now since we launched the Slack community. But as soon as I layer on the story, it connects with people. It resonates with our ICP. It allows me to really kind of sink my teeth in with the audience and connect. And it's all through telling that story. Another example that I want to share with you here is from a client that we're working on their Facebook ads with. So what you're looking at here is the entire ecosystem. We call it a war chest of ads that we put together for our clients here. Ton of work. This is kind of the customer journey, the customer path. These are all the different ads, all the copy, all the images, what's running, what's not running, etc. While we're having good results with them, we really wanted to do is incorporate much more of a personal story into our copy, into our ads, so we can try and really break through and drive more engagement on the front end of ads so we can pick up more demos on the back end. And here's an example here of the copy that we wrote where, again, the ICP here are SEO agencies. We're trying to sell them a link building software. So instead of, again, just going out and pushing all these benefits and features and testimonials, what we're doing is we're connecting them with a story here that talks about how the founders of this company were once in the exact same position as our ICP, as the people reading these ads. Hey, we used to be an SEO agency. Forget the software, forget link building. We know exactly what you're feeling. We were right there. So we want to capture that and dial into it and talk about, instead of again saying, hey, automate your link building, we're saying, we get it. We used to do link building manually. We used to send outreach emails. We used to have to hire all these VAs. We used to have to do all these follow-ups. We used to track everything manually in Excel. It was a tedious process. And that's what led us to start piecing together our own system and software. And flash forward 10 years later, now we're the number one ranked link building software on the planet, right? It's much more powerful to tell that story from the scope of a human. People connect one-on-one, they resonate with stories. It's just how we are wired, hardwired as humans, we resonate with stories. So thinking about how you can flush out your story instead of just saying, this is what we do, this is what we sell, these are the features, these are the benefits, these are the results, layer on a story on top of that. How did you arrive there? And specifically, where it really gets lethal is when you understand your ICP or your ideal customer profile, who is the person that you're trying to connect with, telling that story will deeply resonate with them. And I promise you, that's how you go from cold traffic to demos to sales in one piece of content. It's through storytelling. All right, partners, that's all I got for this week's video. Hopefully you enjoyed it. As always, if you liked it, show me a little love in the comments. Help me boost these videos. I put a lot of time and energy into them. I'll put on a cowboy hat for you. It's Sunday morning. Show me a little love in the comments if you want to see more videos like this. And as always, like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.